Yeah, that's true. This is something we have been working on for the past 4 years. We have been meeting and regularly and working out how we could cooperate in elections. We also happened in the last 3-4 months. We have been joined by the former vice president and the former prime minister. They are still part of the ruling party. But they say they have formed the special groups within the party. One of them, I mean, they are called the NRM, the ruling party pro-change groups. So we went for a retreat a few days ago, and today we came out with an outcome. We announced to the independents that we have formed an alliance, which is true, and we signed, and everybody is aboard. And it's a very significant development in the politics of our country, in that all the major political parties have agreed to work together, including a section of the ruling party headed by the former president. We're excited because this is what we have been looking for, and the Ugandans, that's what they prefer. We're working together, and we're still working together with the Several civil society organizations. We are also working with the members of the church, some retired bishops and priests, and some of them serving priests. So we think that we should be moving forward, and we hope that the government is going to respond, because what brought us together initially was basically having electoral reforms and constitutional reforms, which can help us level the playing field for elections, and including the choice or the appointment of the electoral commission and the commissioners, which as under the present legal regime is done by the president, and he can sack them and he can do anything with them, so they are not free. And we thought that should be changed, but he has refused, and so we are going to continue with the pressure for the reforms. At the same time, we're preparing for the elections in case we get the reforms we want.
What do you think are the prospects of this new unity among the opposition parties? What advantage does this give you ahead of the elections next year?
The advantage is that we are not going to split to divide our votes. The advantage is that we are going to go to this election united. We are going to cooperate. We are at all levels. We are going to have 20 candidates at all levels, and we are not going to we are going to appear to the public as united. People have been pushing us to do that. The last time we had a sort of an alliance, we did not cooperate fully, and we began fighting among ourselves, and the public, about 40% of the public, actually refused to vote. They just said they were wasting their vote. This time round, we hope we have enough time. We are going to agree on the joint candidate, right from the village up to the presidency, and we shall work together as a team. That's the advantage we have.
We also heard report that one particular political calculation is that the opposition are eyeing former Prime Minister Mbabazi, who is from the ruling NRM and who is regarded highly, and that choosing him as a presidential candidate for your party basically will split the NRM and make the opposition win. Is this part of the calculation?
No, as of now, I do not know who is going to be our presidential candidate, our joint presidential candidate. I do not know. Mbabazi could be one of them. What we are going to do is, before we decide to choose who, because we are going to choose by consensus, we are going to put them on a bus, and we drive around the country, and they do some sort of campaign among the public. The public will indicate to us whom they want, and most likely we shall choose that one.
So how has been the reaction of Ugandans since you announced this unity among all opposition groups in the country?
Many of them are very excited. They are calling us. They are saying that's what they wanted. They have been pushing for that and been waiting for that. They are happy. Of course, I haven't heard the reaction from those who are opposed to it. And also, there have been those who have been skeptical that we have done this before. What is the difference? Like you asked me earlier, And I'm saying, we are saying there's a difference with this one. We didn't have a vice president and an outgoing prime minister joining us. And the outgoing the prime minister has been a secretary general of the ruling party, and he has structures and he has a lot of supporters, a lot of support within that party, or the vice president, who the outgoing vice president. So we that's a difference. We definitely we are going to divide the some of the votes of the ruling party. We are going to divide them, and they will come with the vote opposition, which is a good thing.